When the place that a person is buried in, you just call that a
grave?
Well, the whole thing is the big one, where you have a lot of graves, you'd say there.
Cemetery.
Sure. Is there, what about if it was a small one on private property, just for one family? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Would you call that a cemetery too?
Family cemetery.
Family cemetery, okay. And the box that a person's buried in, that's called a
coffin.
Mm-hmm. And talking about
casket.
Casket, okay. And talking about the ceremony for the dead person, you'd say you're going to so and so's
funeral.
Sure. What about if there are people there dressed in black, you'd say that they're in
mourning. Mm-hmm.
Do people around here still do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They receive.
Okay. And we were talking a minute ago about when you get sore in your joints or having trouble, you'd call that disease what?
Rheumatism, arthritis, or bursitis, or some kind of itis.
It's all the same?
All the same thing.
It all hurts? Yeah.
Yeah, and gout.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another form of it.
Yes, ma'am. What about a disease that would cause somebody's skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And another disease that you used to hear children dying from because they get these sores in their throat and their throat is swollen. Yeah. Don't hear about that too much anymore?
Not anymore, you know. But I've nursed two cases of it.
Oh, have you?
And it's awful.
I can imagine.
It is.
What about, say, if a person's had a real severe pain right about here, he might be having an attack of...
Inside.
Mm-hmm. Was that ever called anything else years ago?
I don't know what to call it. They used to didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
They called it abscess.
Hello?
Good morning.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard it called cramp colic.
Oh, yes, they'd all call it cramp colic. Mm-hmm.
She told me to come home so she'd get space.
Well, I'm busy.
Yeah.
What about if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it had to come back up? You'd say that he had to...
Vomit?
Mm-hmm.
They had cramp colic.
What about, is there a word that people might use that you don't like there, kind of a nasty word? He had, instead of saying he had to vomit, he had to go
puke.
Yeah, don't like that one.
No, I don't like that one.
Somebody who's that way, you'd say he's sick where?
Sick
of the stomach, yeah. You mentioned, when we were talking about Courtin yesterday, talking about the boy, you'd say that he was her
boyfriend, or sweetheart, or I guess that's about it.
Okay, and that she was his?
His sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Is that the terms?
Our girlfriend.
Okay. Were those the terms that y'all used when y'all were courting?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get together, a lot of young people, and maybe have some music, and the girls and boys would get out on the floor, you know, and move around?
Oh, yes. I danced from sun up, before sundown to last sun up,
mm-hmm.
all night long. Old square dance?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what we did.
Square dance?
Then round dance come in later on and took floor.
I see. Okay.